Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. You may know me from News Channel 8 in La Crosse, circa 2007 to 2008, as a TV reporter. That's La Crosse, Wisconsin. You may know me from Into the Winklerverse, my podcast, available on all platforms and YouTube. Or you just know me because this just came on after the show you were listening to. That's fine too. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. There may be a divorce coming between Brandon Ayuk and the Niners. Oh my God, no way. We'll get into that in a minute. I just need to lay it out for you. May I, Carlos, may I just tell you about my kids' night?
I don't know why we didn't lead with this.
I am right now. This is what my kid did tonight. And I was hoping he liked sports. I may have overdone it. Now, is this just a phase? You know, a lot of kids go through phases. We'll see. But we came home tonight after school, and I was excited because there was a basketball game on for some reason, which I found out later. BYU and the Wisconsin Badgers were playing at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And they were playing on the Utah Jazz floor, and the Jazz play tonight. So it's like a doubleheader situation. Sometimes teams will do that, but it was a non-conference ranked matchup. And so I thought, okay, I can, you know, watch some sports with my kid. And we had it on, but he wanted to call his grandparents. So we call my parents, and it's great when we call my parents because I set up my laptop on FaceTime, and I just let them, this is their way of babysitting. They're in Florida in the winter, so, you know, you indulge my kid for a little bit if you can. I don't have the luxury of dropping them off at grandma and grandpa's for the day and having a date night with my wife like a lot of other people, so I take it where I can get it. So what he was doing is he took the 32 NFL helmets that he had, he separated them by AFC and NFC, and then he rolled the dice, because he's got dice, because he likes dice for some reason. So he would take a team like the Saints, roll the dice, and then however many numbers came up on the die, he would move that team, that many spots, around the length of the living room. He did that for the AFC for 45 minutes, and I asked my parents, do you want to go? And they said, well, we got nothing really to do. And then so he said, all right, we're going to do the NFC. And so he did it for another 45 minutes. Then he wanted to watch YouTube. And in the past, him watching YouTube, You know, YouTube's a dangerous thing for kids because they can get into a lot of different stuff there, and I don't set up YouTube Kids because he doesn't want to watch, like, Peppa Pig and Miss Rachel. So for a while, he was watching, like, these guys hide in secret rooms or these guys do challenges and whatever. But what he's really gotten into, and I think I've mentioned this, what he's really gotten into is there are people on YouTube, and this might have to be a part-time job for me because this actually looks pretty fun. They will play video games, and then they set up a map of the United States. And, you know, the Cowboys and Texans will get part of Texas, and the Saints will get Louisiana, and the Falcons will get Georgia. And then he spins a wheel, and then they find out which team it lands on, then they spin the direction, and then, like, the Saints invade the Falcons. And then if they win, they get that territory. So it's like Risk. You know, it's a NFL or MLB or NBA imperialism map game. And these videos are like a half hour. So you watch that, and then he found one that was an all city. So, like, the Falcons were with the Braves and the Hawks, and if they took on New Orleans, it would be the Pelicans and the Saints, and then you'd spin what sport you would play in, and the Wisconsin trio got to third place, so we were watching that, and, like, he's on the edge of his seat going crazy. That was, like, an hour. And then when that ended, he wanted me to turn on a basketball game, so we were watching the Celtics play whoever they were playing on League Pass. So that was my night. There's a lot that happened in the sports world, like, today, but I would probably be more comfortable, like, breaking down the sports I actually did watch, including the dice game between helmets and the video of how the Lakers and LA beat Boston in the championship of the all sports imperialism map. And the Wisconsin teams took third place. I really think that I came into parenting hoping my kid would like sports. I feel like there are some, you know, you watch stuff with dad or whatever. I don't feel like I pushed him into it. But the level of what he is doing and enjoying and loving the standings and the scores and all this kind of stuff, like, I may be raising a monster. And I don't know how I feel about that.
You might be raising your replacement, which is why I think you know exactly how you feel. You're like, oh, crap. He's going to be so much better at everything that I do at such a younger age. You're raising Noah Eagle, and you're Ian Eagle.
I am. Thank you. Friend of show.
Friends of show. Both of them. Yeah. So that concerns you because you still have plenty of years ahead of you to do what you love. But knowing your kid is nipping at your heels already with the potential, you're like, oh, crap.
Son, I'll sit him down tomorrow, and I'll say, son, you seem to really like sports. And he'll say, I love sports, Daddy. And you'll say, and you've seen what Daddy does as a profession. And he'll say, yeah, Daddy. And I'll say, I'm going to look you in the eyes right now. You are not going to know what it's like to make more than $40,000 a year, and you better hope your wife has good health insurance at her job.
Oh, my God.
And if you want to continue down this path,
why?
Be my guest. Also, work nights and weekends until you're, well, crap. No, I'm working nights right now. Until you die.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. And if he wants to do it, I'll try to, you know, I've always dreamed of raising a Nepo baby. But I also wonder if it's just like a phase. Is it just a phase he's in? Because he was into dinosaurs like every kid. He was into different TV shows. If like in 9 years he's just like out in the backyard, you know, classifying different category of rock and stone, I'm going to be like, want to watch a YouTube of NFL imperialism? No. So he's got to make sure that, you know, I almost got to feel like I don't push him too hard. I don't want him to get burned out.
Yeah, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint.
I know. I'm winning right now. I'm winning the race. I do. Like, these other dads will come over with their kids, or they'll like you know, he's talking about the Los Angeles Chargers and he knows all the cities and stuff. And they're, I can see the jealousy in their face.
That's absolutely living the dream, man. I can't wait to have a kid so all the other parents can be like, damn, he's so good. And I can just look at them with contempt. Do better, peasants.
And then, you know, like my wife, she'll be at home. She doesn't get a lot of hours in the house where she can sit in the living room and watch TV. And there'll be pockets where she can, like, watch something. And then us two knuckle nuts will be walking home and we'll be like, yeah, put on a basketball game. So it's like there's two of us. And then we got to kick her out. So that sucks.
Do you not have multiple TVs in the house?
Nah, we do, but then you got to leave the room. And, you know, we love being a family together.
Oh, my wife could not care less. If I'm, you know, watching a game or, you know, I'm firing up the PlayStation, she's like kind of lights up a little bit. She like sits up in a chair. Hey, are you going to, you know, use the TV? And I'm like, if you don't mind. Nope. She jumps off to go watch her medical drama or medical comedy in the other room. And, man, we value that time because it makes us love each other more
when we
connect. And I don't like any of the shows that she watches.
Mm-hmm. No, I get that. I get that. Because I have gotten this far already in the segment and I don't have much else planned tonight, I'm going to continue on this for just a second. Because I do worry, or I am cautious, I don't want to ruin it for him. Because my wife and I, and now I'm just really opening up in ways that I'm now uncomfortable with, but we would watch, like, she's never been, like, super into sports, okay? But we, you know, we watch the Packers every week. Like any good Wisconsin couple. We watch the Packers. And we've gone to games, and, you know, sometimes we would go out to watch a game. Sometimes there'd be little block parties in our neighborhood, and we would watch a game. And when I was doing radio in the mornings, I got into the point where I really thought I need to know everything about every angle about this game. I need to know. I can't get caught off guard because I realized I would watch the game like I had always watched once I, you know, got to be the lead host of a show where I wasn't producing or I wasn't just, you know, chiming in or being a guest or whatever. But when I was the lead host of the show, I thought I need to be able to cover every angle. And I started watching these games like I normally would. I'd come in for the show and somebody would call up and be like, oh, that sack on third down. And I'd be like, I don't know it off the top of my head. And I started to like really get into my own head that I'm bad at my job, that I'm failing. So then during the games, I started to take notes while the game was happening. I started to take notes about everything, my initial thoughts, you know, down and distance. And I'm not even watching the game for enjoyment anymore. And a lot of people that get into the business of media as a fan, and then they lose it. Now, I didn't lose it. I'm still very much a Packer fan. And still want my head coach fired. That's how you know you're actually a real fan, is short for fanatic. If you want your head coach fired, even though it wouldn't be practical in this time of the year to do so, that is what makes you, I think, a true fan. If you're just somebody who, you know, sticks up for him at every turn, you're not as good of a fan as me. So I'd taken notes, and there was one day where it all came crashing down where my kid was younger at the time, so not kind of like watching the games with me a little bit as he does now. He was like maybe one or two, and he was like bothering me. And I looked at her and I said, can you get your son out of here? And ever since then, she is out on the Packers. And I regret that to this day.
The P in PTSD stands for Packers.
I mean, you can't, like, it was such a... not innocent. I mean, it was mean, but it was like a reflexual thing because here I am so focused in my work that I had to track how far this punt's hang time was that I couldn't just entertain my adoring child, who is in fact the world to me. And so I do wonder, maybe I should ask her tomorrow. Like, I yelled at you to get him out of here, and now he's watching his games with me, and you're off shopping at Goodwill or whatever the hell you're doing when these games are on. And I feel bad. I liked watching games with her. I feel bad. That is sad.
You think she'd come back?
I've tried. She said, you've ruined it for me.
That's a shame.
Now, she likes watching baseball, but she likes watching baseball because she would watch games in the summertime while she would, like, put my son to bed. Instead of doing quiet time with books or Legos, they would just sit there and watch the baseball game. So she likes watching baseball because those are good memories, and I'm yelling at her about her spawn, you know, that I helped create for all of 37 seconds, but those were the most 37 important 37 seconds of my life. And then I ruined it.
Big polls.
So I feel bad. So I thought that everybody should be subjected to those two mediocre at best stories for you to get to know me a little bit better. I regret saying everything I just said, but it took us to the break,
which is all we want.
Come back and talk about Brandon Ayuk in a shorter segment, because I can probably get 8 minutes out of Brandon Ayuk. I didn't think I could get 15. Is this too open and honest or not?
How did I get this job?
Lincoln Tech.
Either way, that's what happened. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler, 888-710 for ISN, 888-710-4476. Ugh. All right. Just suck up and read it. I don't like the copy. Segment's brought to you by eBay. eBay is home to millions of finds, and each one becomes part of your story. From your favorite vintage band tee to the dream car you've been searching for, it's all there. eBay. Things people love. Remember when I used the show to sell cards on eBay?
Yeah.
I made $50 doing that.
I remember.
That was good. That was a good move by me. And in the interest of continuing to overshare tonight, I saw a box of pepperoni pizza in the recycle bin. When I got here tonight, there were some people like doing Christmas decorations in the building. And, you know, they had a pizza and whatever. And if there was pizza in there, I was going to eat it. If they had thrown any pizza away, it still would have been in the box. I did open the box. I looked. I would have eaten it. No doubt about it.
if there's, as long as there's a separation between trash and food items.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's okay.
I saw a closed box in the recycle bin, and I picked it up and I looked inside and I said, if there's any pizza, and then I picked it up and it was a little light. So I got discouraged. I'm not even hungry.
Yeah, I'm not either. I had dinner before I got over here. But, you know, you just, when food's there and it's just there, you muster up the strength to eat it. This whole thing reminds me of just that episode of Seinfeld when George ate the eclair on top of trash.
Yeah. And I wasn't even going to see these people tonight. But I did get to the building earlier than I normally do because I knew I wanted to hit a drive-through on the way in. And the last couple of times I've been at this drive-through, it has taken 30 minutes waiting for the food. So I thought, well, I'll leave a little early, buy myself some time. I can sit in the drive-through. The food, I want it, so I'll wait. And then they, like, gave it to me as if I had ordered it, you know, telepathically 15 minutes out. And so then I was like, I got all this time. And so I came in, and I'm still hoping to eat recycle bin pizza. That was not the case. Anyway, no transition, but Brandon Ayuk wants out of San Francisco.
Yeah, speaking of trash pizza.
Brandon Ayuk, remember last year it was August? And a lot of what I had to say about holdouts this summer stem back to the whole Ayuk saga. And I was right until Micah Parsons actually did get traded. And then I was happy about how that ended. But Brandon Ayuk, it was so like annoying. Because Brandon Ayuk, I mean, I'm sick of saying the guy's name. He had some nice seasons. And then the way that he was acting was like he was Jerry Rice, essentially. So prior to last year, it was a 78-catch season for 1,000 yards and 8 scores. And then 2023, 75 catches for 1,300 yards and 7 scores. And he was, in 2023, he was second-team All-Pro. So he wanted an extension, and he wanted to get paid. And every day, there was something new. Either new John Lynch audio, or new Kyle Shanahan, or a new report. And I just could not believe. August should be a time where, in the NFL, you get excited. I know that the preseason sucks, especially comparatively to the regular season, but it's better than training camp. And, oh, it's better than nothing. So you should be able, like, and I'm guilty of this too, so screw me. But you should be able to watch these preseason games, talk about the guys that did play, talk about some of these battles, quarterback battles, end of roster guys. Oh, who's somebody that we didn't even know their name, and all of a sudden they're like an August wonder, and is he going to make the team? They're still pretty vanilla with the stuff they show in games, so I don't know how much you're going to learn about teams or anything. I think I just burped through that word, which is rare because I can't burp. That was my one burp a year. Did you hear the burp or no?
I heard something, but I couldn't make out that it was a burp.
Yeah, I don't burp much. I wish I could. Anyway, so I wish August was more focused on that. But what was August this year, and what was August the year before, and what seemingly is the NFL conversation around August? It's camp holdouts, or hold-ins, or contract negotiations. And I do think Jerry Jones has realized that that is a space for him to attack. And so I don't think George Pickens is getting signed or extended. Now, he's not under contract, so they might have to get a little different with that one. But he's going to draw it out in the same way that he did with Mike McCarthy in January. Jerry Jones is going to make everything as drawn out and dramatic as possible. In the last few Augusts, he's been able to do that, whether it was with Dak and CeeDee 2 years ago or Micah Parsons here this year. But that is what we talk about. And Brandon Ayuk really was dominating the news. And again, I was guilty of it. I fell into the trap of talking about this guy more than I needed to. Eventually, things got settled. On August 30th of last year, it was a four-year, $120 million contract extension with the 49ers. And then, on October 20th, he tore his ACL and MCL and was ruled out for the rest of the season. July 18th of this year, he was placed on the PUP list as he's trying to work his way back from those injuries. And now a report today that they may be headed for a breakup. According to reporting, I've got the article up from The Athletic, Diana Rossini, Michael Silver. It's likely that the 27-year-old Brandon Ayuk has played his last game with the franchise. Some are still hoping that he would return this season, but enough sources in the organization do feel like that is unlikely. In the article, Ayuk has been described as someone who is failing to attend meetings, not participating in other team activities, not communicating in a way that the Niners would hope, which it doesn't seem like, hey, we want to, you know, check your curfew and get a morning text from you, Boo Boo Bear, but he's not communicating even in the minimal amount of communication requests they have for him. So the 49ers, according to the sources, are voiding the guaranteed money in his contract for next year, saying that the absences are amounting to a failure to fulfill his contract. Ayuk then told the NFL Players Association he did not want to fight the move via a grievance. They've declined comment. His agent declined comment. The Niners have declined comment. But if this is going to play out how they're reporting, he could be released at the end of the season. If they void his guarantees, they'll be able to recover a bunch of the contract. There's a 2026 option bonus that would have paid out almost $25 million, as well as the base salary, workout bonus, and roster bonuses. And then he would essentially hit the open market, but with some concerns about, you know, what is the MCL and what does the ACL look like at this point. In the article, sources say Ayuk typically works out early in the morning and leaves before anybody else arrives. So it's not first one in, last one out. It's first one in, first one out. Other players have tried to reach out to him, unable to bring him back into the fold. Remember, the Niners tried to trade him, working out scenarios with the Browns and with the Patriots, but Ayuk did not want to sign extensions with those teams. Was willing to go to Pittsburgh, and they were willing to part second and third round picks. Eventually, they traded for DK Metcalf here this year. But it does look like this is going to end. If this is all on the up and up, which it appears to be, we are not going to see Brandon Ayuk in a 49ers uniform in 2025 or ever again. I don't know, and I would love to know what the issue is. If he wants money, he got money. If he wanted to go on another team, he had the opportunity to go on another team, but he declined to sign extensions. Does he just want to be a guy who's like, you know, has the perception of choice and can bounce around as a free agent all the time? Coming off an injury at 27, that is not a good idea. It guaranteed money here, but the Niners are voiding it, and Brandon Ayuk's not fighting back. Oh, and the 49ers are good. They're 7-4. They've got very winnable games coming up. They will be at least a 10-win football team, and they will make the playoffs. And so it doesn't seem like that's a motivator. Fighting for the money's not a motivator. Showing up to work's not a motivator. Maybe he just doesn't want to play. I don't know. So when we don't know, we speculate, and who knows what it could be. Last year, we were so frustrated with the 49ers that we did impose a ban. We probably lasted a good 2.5 weeks. We didn't put them in power rankings. We did not preview the team. We did not talk about them when talking about scores. We just referred to like saying, oh, you know, the Rams won. We never mentioned the Niners. And then there was that game where Christian McCaffrey, like an hour before, we found out he wasn't going to play, and then he didn't play for a long time. But Jordan Mason played, and Jordan Mason had a great game. And then he said, yeah, you know, I found out Friday I was going to play, and so I've been excited all week for this Monday night game. And then the Niners got mad at him because no one was supposed to know, and I got really upset. I got really upset that the Niners were – I mean, Jordan Mason had this great game, and what a good moment for him. And the Niners, because of their, I thought, misappropriation about these reports, all of a sudden Jordan Mason had to go home and feel bad about what he did when it was the Niners' mistake. So I blasted them, and then the ban was lifted. But it was not enjoyable. And, you know, I'm past that. I've grown. But I do wonder, like, what is going on? Why aren't you playing? What is the situation, and what is the deal? There's another guy it looks like won't play either this season. That is Joe Mixon. You're watching the game last night. You see Nick Chubb. You see Woody Marks. Oh, yeah, they have Joe Mixon, and he had a pretty good year last year. It looks like he is going to stay on the non-football injury list through the rest of the season. We don't know. It's a foot injury, but I don't know that we know a lot of the details of it. If he doesn't play this season, will we see him at all? If he misses this season, who's going to be interested in him in 2026? How bad is this foot? You know, he's got a lot of wear and tear on the body, and he's going to be, as we say, on the wrong side of 30. Will he be a Texan ever again? Probably not. Will he ever play again? We don't know. So Brandon Ayuk, if you're stashing these guys on a fantasy roster, right? I wouldn't get rid of Ayuk on that IR just yet, but Mixon probably never should have been on one to begin with. 888-710-4476. Let's get an update from Marco Belletti.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hurry, 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 hurry. And we're back. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. But enough about you. Let's talk about me. Actually, let's talk with you. Again, you can chime in, Bart Winkler or Bart Winkler Show on the social media platform of your choosing. Carlos Are you different on different places, or are you Carlos with a K everywhere?
Carlos with a K everywhere, but on Instagram, I had to add an underscore.
Ugh.
I went through great lengths to not add that underscore. I've even tried to flag the account that has Carlos with a K, because it doesn't look like the guy has posted in years, and he's just some guy. I've messaged that guy. I'm like, hey, can I have your account? Or, like, the name, can you just add, like, two underscores and I'll, like, delete the one I have? Nothing. Radio silence. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to go ahead and flag you as spam or as, a hate blogger, and nothing. Instagram is just like, no, he's not doing any of that.
He's just some guy, huh? You mean he's not executive producer for at Bart Winkler Show on at INFSportsNet? / radio host and anchor at Odyssey at WFAN 660 / veteran at U.S. Army.
Wow, you just read my entire bio. No, he's not that.
All right, Carlos, starting with a C and then with a K. Robert, hey, what's your Twitter account?
I am not on social media. Hey, boys.
No way.
Thanks for taking my call, even if I had to endure the Brandon Ayuk story once again. I'm going to comment on the AFC Super Bowl representative, and I'm going to proclaim that none of the division leaders, current division leaders, the four division leaders, will be in the Super Bowl. I can't tell you which team is going to get there. I'll go with the usual suspects, either the Bills, the Chiefs, the Ravens, or the Texans. One of those four teams will wind up representing the AFC. None of those that are currently in first place.
Well, you can get the Texans out of there, but otherwise, I'm with you, Robert. I am with you.
Okay. By the way, if I may go personal for a moment, when you explain that to your son, you should have also explained to him he's going to have to work 10 days for that $40,000, and his wife will be shopping at Goodwill. And let me exit with this. If you and Marco do one of your, a parental back and forth things?
Yeah, the segment's called back and forth thing, yeah.
Okay. It's very nice to hear that you have a very good relationship with your son as he's a toddler. But between the two of you, which of you is going to explain to your children the facts of life? I'd like to hear which way you're going to handle that. And as always, I thank you for taking my call.
Can you hold on? Like, what kind of facts?
Yes.
Like murder?
The facts
and
of life,
death?
The birds and the bees, we used to call it. I don't know what they call it.
Oh, sex?
Yeah, if we can go there, okay. Are you going to explain to your son? Or who's going to teach him to drive a car, and who's going to teach him the facts of life? Those are the two important things you must pass on to your children.
Look, I'm gonna do what I did. I would hope that one of my parents teaches me how to drive a car, which they did. And then I hope that he can one day find, with the TV in his room, a scrambled adult channel and kind of see a little bit of what's going on and discover his body on his own time.
Well, we've heard how you behave when you're driving a car. So hopefully the wife will teach him to do the driving. But anyhow, I was just curious if, between you and Marco, Carlos doesn't have kids yet, but who's better equipped to explain the facts of life to their children, the father or the mother? Thanks for taking my call, my friend. Appreciate it.
That is Robert in Annapolis. Tell you what, 10 years from now, on the Bart Winkler Show, I will answer that question for you. 10 years from now. Let's go to Joe in North Carolina.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was years ago, I have a vague memory. I can't remember the player, but Tom Landry had drafted as a defensive lineman, and they turned him into an offensive lineman. And lately I've been hearing criticisms of Chris Jones. And then when I was watching that Denver game, one time he broke into the backfield and he looked so slow. And I was like, he should switch to offensive line. He's slow, but you don't have to be necessarily, you don't have to pursue anybody if you're an offensive lineman. I think he could do a good job. I mean, he's giant. He should switch to offensive line. Just an idea.
Have you talked about this idea with anybody else? What did they say?
No, nobody. It's the first time I mentioned it to anybody. But, you know, he's a big guy, and if he slowed down, he could still be an offensive lineman.
Do you think he would go for this radical plan?
Well, if he keeps I don't think he would, but goodness, he looked – I've been hearing criticism of him, and he looks so slow. He's lost a few steps, I think. But he wouldn't have to pursue anybody as a offensive lineman. I mean, he's giant. He'd probably do well. I know it's a crazy idea, but anyway.
Well, Joe, thanks for the call. I'm not one to scoff at an idea. I'm not one to scoff at an idea. What I am going to do, however, is remove the Chiefs from a team that I can think wins the Super Bowl. Because when fans of your team start to float position changes, you're cooked. I remember one guy, Jeff Janis. He was a wide receiver for the Packers. He caught a Hail Mary in that playoff game against Arizona. Packers lost, but he caught a Hail Mary, and we needed a tight end. I'm an owner, put 20 pounds and be a tight end. And then there were calls to make him a cornerback because he couldn't catch. And I think we've heard that a lot. I think when you get to a point where you're trying to swap positions, and I know Joe's just one man with one simple idea, but that may be enough for me to reevaluate how I feel about the Kansas City Chiefs. Look, the Chiefs, they got to win football games, and they got to do it ASAP. They're 5-5 right now. If they finish 10-7, I don't think they're getting in. If they finish 10-7, that's two losses. I don't think they're getting in. They have the Colts, Cowboys, Texans, Chargers, Titans, Broncos, and Raiders. Yes, I've pulled up my simulator again. So I'll do what I think are the two least damaging losses. Because you don't want to lose to the Colts. You don't want to lose to anybody in the AFC West. The Texans are a team you're battling for a wild card. So if they lose on the road to the Cowboys on Thanksgiving and on the road to the Titans, which would be blasphemy, but they win against the Colts, Texans, Chargers, Broncos, and Raiders, the playoff predictor has them right now at a 55% chance to make the playoffs. It would be no higher than 78. 78%. If they won those games and then lost instead to two AFC West teams, you're looking at 50%. But when I play this out, no matter who you lose to, if you just lose one time, you're in the 98-99%. It's still not guaranteed. There is wiggle room. But the Chiefs right now, to make the playoffs, I would be under the operation that they can afford one more loss at most. And I think there's going to be teams that are, you know, looking for blood. And the teams that they play, the Chargers, the Broncos, the Raiders, they're all division foes. They want them. The Cowboys at home on Thanksgiving Day. The Texans competing for a spot. The Titans, it would be a dumb win, but it would be enough to give them, that would be like the whole 30-minute season narration at the end of the year. And the Colts, Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.